My mother is a symbolic of diversity. My mother's father was a Cherokee Indian, and my mother's mother was half black and half French. And my great grandmother was a slave from Haiti and worked on the McElhenney farm. So I say my love of Tabasco sauce is genetic because it came from my great grandmother. But diversity runs in my family. Picture my mother. She was a beautiful woman, long hair. I think I grew up appreciating diversity. I remember as a kid, there was a woman who lived across the street, Mrs. Davis, who worked in service as a maid. And she didn't like Jews. She was always criticizing Jews. And I was about 6 years old, and I said to my mother, "Why doesn't Mrs. Davis like Jews?" Mother said, "Because she's stupid." That was it. And if you didn't like anybody, you were stupid. And I think our life should be geared toward embracing as many people who are different from us. Get outside of your comfort zone.
Right.
But I think still there's a tendency, people watching this, they're living in neighborhoods that are either predominantly white or predominantly black or predominantly Hispanic. And I think that they're comfortable, but you don't learn how to become a citizen of the world by doing that.
Give